listeners everywhere, and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendwith, and this is my program from home number 8, I think you'll find it is, and I'm quite enjoying doing it at home. What I'm ending up doing is a whole lot more research on what I put in the program, and I hope that you enjoy the benefits of that research. Today's program is going to be a special one for us New Zealanders. It's going to be featuring the bands that have visited New Zealand. Now, that sounds a little bit odd, but we don't get that many people touring down here at the bottom of the South Pacific Ocean. We get quite a few solo people come over, particularly for a holiday, to have a look at the place, travel round, and do a few gigs while they're here. But it's a little bit rarer to have a band come and play. So we've got all sorts of people on the show. I was amazed once I started compiling the list, and I'm sure I've left a few people off it. There's been people here that I didn't know about over the years, but we've got people like Mile 12, Walden Dull, Missy Raines, Karen Lynn, Bill Clifton, Tony Ellis, Ricky Skaggs. All these people have visited New Zealand and come and played some bluegrass music with us. And when someone like that arrives and plays, it really gets some excitement out of the bluegrass fans here in New Zealand. And it's always neat going to a concert and seeing some of your heroes play. And I hope you're going to enjoy that. First up, we're going to have Mile 12. They're a special band to us because they feature a New Zealand banjo player called BB Bonus. And they have played some great music in New Zealand. She's managed to bring the whole band over here, and the tune's just finishing. This is a tune called Wild Goose Chase. You better hear this, and then I'll introduce Mile 12. Bit of a fade ending there. That was a tune called Wild Goose Chase. That I hope you enjoyed that. Mile 12 is Evan Murphy on guitar, Bronwyn Keith Hines on fiddle, Catherine Bonus, that's BB, on banjo, David Benedict on mandolin, and Nate Sabat on bass. And they play a lovely brand of progressive bluegrass music, some lovely tunes. So, and the tune that I've selected for them to play, from their recording, which was called Onwards, the tune I've selected is one called the Settle Down Blues. Have a listen.
Some days you love me so damn much, I think I can't get free. Some days you love me so damn much, I think I can't get free. On the days I need you, I know you run from me. Well, I'll do all the dirty jobs you think a man should do. Yeah, I'll do all the dirty jobs you think a man should do. The only thing that scares me is promise I'll be true. I'll pay them every time till the morning I wake up and I don't have a dime. Somebody calls me up and says, let's get out of this town. much, think I can't get free. On the days I need you, I know you run from me.
Well, wasn't that great fun? They did a concert in the Navara Lounge in Hamilton, and that was how they sounded, and it was real exciting having them here. That was in 2017, just a few years ago, and Mile 12 are still doing fine as far as I understand it. Back in about 2002, or in the early 2000s anyway, we had a visit from Walden Dahl from California, accompanied by Paul Chalesky. Walden played guitar and did most of the lead singing. Paul Chalesky played some mandolin and fiddle. They did a concert in Hamilton here locally that I was part and parcel of organising, and then they did concerts further down New Zealand, further south, going to Napier from here, and then Napier or Hastings, and then they went on to Wellington and did places like that. And it was neat to hear their take on bluegrass music. And from the self-titled album, Walden Dahl, I've selected one of my favourite old bluegrass tunes, and that's one called Little Annie, the one that was done by the Lilly Brothers. Let's listen to Walden Dahl, Paul Chalesky doing Little Annie. That was Walden Dahl with Little Annie, and that was John Plotnick playing banjo and Dean Knight playing the double bass on that recording. But that's pretty much how they sounded when they came out here and played. I think I did some banjo picking with them, if I recall correctly. Oh, My Place in the Sun is the name of the album that Missy Raines has done fairly recently, now that she is a solo performer or with her own band. And we were fortunate to have her visit New Zealand in 2019. And she stayed at my place. well, she actually stayed at my sister's place, but the band stayed here and they did a concert in Hamilton. It was a real thrill to have them here and listen to some absolutely top-class music. And I've selected an instrumental track off the album, the Nashville Skyline Rag, featuring George Jackson on fiddle. George, of course, is a New Zealander. And but I hope that you've got really nice speakers to listen to this, because the bass is recorded superbly in this album. And it's got a lovely break in this tune, Nashville Skyline Rag. Let's listen to Missy Raines. Crazy ending there from the Missy Raines band. We were delighted to have her come and visit us in New Zealand here, and I hope she enjoyed her visit. I know we sat up talking for ages and ages after the concert. She is a very interesting person and has some wonderful musical experiences to recount. Well, one of the first live bluegrass musicians that we'd ever seen was Mike Seeger when he came to New Zealand in 1969 to be part of the National Banjo Pickers Convention that we had in a town called Ngāruawahia, just out of Hamilton here. And Hamilton County Bluegrass Band was established by then, but we'd still never seen a band play, a real American bluegrass band play. But Mike, we were familiar with his music through the New Lost City Ramblers and through the efforts of what he'd done putting bluegrass music together around his home area of Washington, D.C. And it was wonderful having him. He showed everyone in the band how to play different things on their instrument, and we got we had the pleasure of accompanying Mike on several tracks at the convention. And but the track that I've selected to play is actually an autoharp track, because Mike showed us how to play an autoharp like you'd never seen before. And he did his fine job on this tune called Victory Rag. So listen up for Mike Seeger playing the Victory Rag. I tell you, it astonished us the first time we saw it.
I like to do it for you folks here tonight. It's called Victory Rag. Thank you.
Well, that was Mike Seeger playing an astonishing version of the Victory Rag at the 1969 National Banjo Pickers Convention in New Zealand. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm talking about bluegrass music and visitors we've had to New Zealand playing bluegrass music since the 1960s, really. And I've been aware of most of it, but there's a few people that have escaped me. And in fact, in making up this program, I already realised there's people that I'd love to include, so we might be having another show like this a little bit later on. Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. They're a big music store in Hamilton. We've been closed down for a couple of months here with this dreaded virus that we're having around the world, but I think they've been functioning as an online music shop, and we're allowed to open just at the end of this week as we go into level 2 lockdown, and that is very exciting. Most people are be looking forward to getting out and about. We've got some great musicians in New Zealand who have travelled overseas, and many of them are responsible for bringing musicians to our shores. Mark Mazengarb is a wonderful guitarist with many, many skills, and he's been working in the USA and playing with some excellent musicians. He brought out a couple of friends, Joe K. Walsh and Andrew Van Nostrand, and they played a house concert right near me, and I went and visited and listened to the concert. Just absolutely superb music. Joe Walsh is probably better known for his work with the Gibson Brothers, and I've selected a tune from a sort of mini CD that they've put out with 6 tracks on it. The tune I've selected is Moonshiner, with Joe Walsh singing it. Mark's playing guitar, Joe is playing mandolin, and Andrew's playing fiddle. Sounds like this.
Whiskey and beers. I go down into my holler and sell from my still, and I'll sell you some whiskey for $2 bill. Don't kill me, I live a long time. But God bless those moonshiners, they're all friends of mine. Their breath is more sweet than even moonshine.
we have some wonderful bluegrass musicians in Australia too. And the Tasman Sea, which is between Australia and New Zealand, is about 1,200 miles of fairly rough water most of the time. And but we do get quite a few Australian musicians coming over here. Likewise, they get a lot of New Zealand musicians over there too. And we were fortunate to have a visit back in 2011 from Karen Lynn and her husband Martin Louis playing banjo. Together, Karen sings beautifully, Martin plays great banjo, and they had a band and travelled round, and we did a house concert in Hamilton at Paul and Liz Corboy's place, sitting on the lawn out there in the evening watching this fine band play. They had Nigel Lever playing mandolin with them, and they had Bruce Packard playing bass with them. He tends to be a bit of a touring bass player, does Bruce Packard. You'll hear him in a couple of other bands that have travelled throughout New Zealand, as well as being the mandolin player for Coolgrass. Very talented musician. But we had a wonderful concert with Karen Lynn, and it was a delight to see them. And here they are singing from their Blue Mountain Rain album, the song Dream On Me. Karen Lynn from Australia with Dream On Me. In 2014, we were very blessed to receive a visit from the Zahasky family from Alaska. Yes, they came from Juneau, Alaska, which is where they live. And in fact, they performed, at the time, they were performing concerts there for the tourists. But they had decided as a family to come down to New Zealand and had arranged a whole bunch of concerts all around the country, and through me they'd arranged to play a concert near Hamilton, in fact in Cambridge, in the auditorium of the St. Peter's School that I was tutoring at the time. I was doing some banjo and mandolin tutoring there and taking a bluegrass band. And the Zahasky family is very talented. Dad Paul played guitar and Mum Melissa played fiddle, and they looked after three very energetic teenagers Bridges, Laura, who plays fiddle and guitar, and Quinn, who plays bass, Abby, who plays mandolin and fiddle and banjo. They all sing, and they have that wonderful vocal sound that a family can get, and they're all very talented musicians. And we had an excellent concert at the St. Peter's Hall there. Lots of people enjoyed them and just delighted in meeting the whole family as well. And we were very pleased that they had decided to come down to New Zealand. One of the reasons they came is their son particularly wanted to see Hobbiton, and he was really more concerned with being able to visit Hobbiton, which is about 45 minutes drive away from my place, than he was about doing concerts. It was quite funny. I selected a tune from their Hidden Hand album, which is an instrumental the family wrote, and it's called Abby in the Pantry, and it goes like this. Abby in the Pantry from the Zahesky family, or as they called themselves when they came down here, the Alaska String Band. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing some music from the bands that have visited New Zealand. I have to say that the Pippi Pickers up in Auckland have probably attracted many of these bands to New Zealand. They have a wide range of friends throughout the bluegrass world in the USA and in Australia, and I think they managed to talk lots of their friends into coming down here, and we hear about it, or I get written to and say, would you like to put on a concert in Hamilton with these visiting musicians, and I'll always say yes because it's such a treat to have people. The next band was like that, X-Train. Mark Miracle is a man who seems to like touring down in Australia and New Zealand because he's been here two or three times. And he first came with a band called X-Train, and that was Mark Miracle playing mandolin, Peter McLaughlin on guitar, and Bob Denencourt on bass, and Ross Nickerson on banjo. And in 2011, they did a concert in Hamilton, down in the Hamilton Gardens. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band shared the bill with them, but everyone was treated to a great concert. X-Train were really a good band to see. Watching the four-piece band work together was very special, and I picked out a tune for them to play called Lonesome Road to Travel.
It's been forever and a day since I left the Georgia home. Been missing all things I learned to call my own. Now the sparkling country sunshine is coming into view. It won't be long until I'm home again with Georgia and you. Counting white lines, speed limit signs on the last stretch of highway. It's a matter of time. It's a lonesome road to travel when I'm gone. Traveling on this road is worn me to the bone. Lord knows I've been out here on this highway too long. Where the peaches grow with the wildflowers and the honeysuckle on the vine. Count the white lines, speed limit signs on the last stretch of highway. It's a matter of time. Ooh, Georgia, it's a lonesome road to travel when I'm gone. Gonna be with her tonight. Crackling wood on a fireplace and a warm feather bed. I can almost feel her touch me as I cross the state line. Count white lines, speed limit signs on the last stretch of highway. It's a matter of time. Ooh, Georgia, it's lonesome road to travel when I'm gone.
That's a great tune written by Mark Miracle, and I was teaching a bluegrass band at St. Peter's about that time, and they insisted on learning that song, and they did it very creditably for a bunch of kids who've only just started playing bluegrass instruments. I'd like to welcome all the people that are listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. Hi, thank you for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you are enjoying the program. Many of you will have seen some of these artists as I've travelled around the country and done concerts in various venues near you. I hope you always take the opportunity to try and find people and support them in their endeavours, because it's such a treat having them visit the country, and I'll always support people when they come and play the sort of music that I like. Big hi to all the people in Canada too. I don't know whether you have the same problems attracting visitors and of your special part of bluegrass music to your part of Canada, and if you find it a real treat like I do when someone eventually comes. But thank you for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass anyway, and sharing with me the excitement of being able to listen to some of this music. And all the people on Bluegrass Planet Radio, thank you very much for listening. Big hi out to Trey. Thanks for the email. I'll certainly will have probably written back to you by the time you get this. This is, I'm coming up to about my 400th show, and it's been fun doing the radio shows. I'm enjoying it, especially finding out who around the world is listening to it, so I really appreciate that. First off, it comes out from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and I'm delighted that they let me make a show about my favourite music. In 2009, Tim O'Brien came out with a trio called the Two Oceans Trio, so called because they were separated by two oceans. Tim from the USA, Jerry Paul was a guitarist and he came from New Zealand, and Trevor Hutchinson was a bass player who came from Ireland. And as Tim said, he lived on the big space in the middle. That's why it was called the Two Oceans Trio. In 2009, they came to New Zealand, but the tour had to be abruptly terminated because Tim's dad was very sick and Tim went home to be with him, but said he was going to come back. So in 2011, he came back to New Zealand. He's a man of his word and continued the tour. And he played a concert in the Hamilton Gardens right down in the evening. It was a summery or autumny type evening, if I recall correctly. And a little bit cool, but we're sitting outdoors watching this trio play music. And it was very much an exciting concert. Tim O'Brien is a superb performer. The tune I've selected from the album called The Two Oceans Trio is a tune called The High Road. And Tim O'Brien says, I wrote this fiddle tune with words back in about 1980. You can share it with me. Here comes a tune, The High Road. O'Brien and the Two Oceans Trio, The High Road. In 1970, there was a National Banjo Pickers Convention in Hamilton, and our special guest was Bill Clifton. And I was familiar with Bill's music. I had a couple of vinyl LPs of his. Really liked his relaxed singing and his approach to bluegrass music. And Bill had been very intimately involved in the early days of bluegrass music in the USA. He's credited with putting on one of the first bluegrass festivals in 1961. He's done a lot of work in in Europe, and he based himself in the UK for a long time. And when he came out to New Zealand, he came out to do the Banjo Pickers Convention and to record an album with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. And that album was called The Two Shades of Bluegrass. But we got to play with Bill at the Banjo Pickers Convention, and of course that was a thrill for me. He did some of his regular songs he performed by himself, but he also did some of his regular bluegrass songs. And here he is playing The Little White Watch Chimney with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
Mississippi's flowing on the sunny southern shores, and the steamboat comes a-puffin' around the bend. There's a little old, old cabin with the grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end.
I'm going back, yes, going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all their own again.
In that little old, old cabin with the grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end. Boy, I went away up north where they told me I would find money hanging around like apples on a tree. My sweetheart told me there was nothing of the kind, and the weather was so cold I thought I'd freeze.
I'm going back, just going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all their own again.
In that little old cabin with the grapevine o'er the door,
and the little whitewashed chimney at the end.
Welcomes me and greets me on the breeze. And I will start a running, and I know I'll never stop till I've landed in that cabin on my knees.
I'm going back, yes, going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all their own again.
In that little old cabin with the grapevine o'er the door,
and a little whitewashed chimney at the end.
Oh, that was a lot of fun playing with Bill Clifton. We became good friends, and a year later, we managed to visit Bill in his home in the UK, and we travelled around the UK just for a week or so, and I've also visited Bill and his wife, Tinica, in their home in the USA. So we have become good friends, and he's an old man now, but aren't we all? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we're listening to people who've come to New Zealand to play their bluegrass music. And next on the list, I have for you Tony Ellis and his son, Bill Ellis. Bill came about 2000, and he stayed at our place. He was traveling through, and they had booked some gigs in different parts, different folk clubs and that around New Zealand. Tony played a real special style of banjo, a lot of slower tunes, but he's a great fiddle player as well. And I've got him playing from the album Dixie Banner, a fiddle tune called One Rose, which is a very plaintive sounding tune. Also sounds excellent on dobro. That's how I've learned to play it. But here's Tony Ellis and Bill. Bill played guitar for Tony, and they really work well together. Here's One Rose.
Thank you.
Tony Ellis with One Rose. Isn't that a great tune? Well, in 1995, we had a real treat. Ricky Skaggs came with his full country band. Local promoter and musician Gray Bartlett brought him out. I went to this concert in Auckland, and I went to the concert in Hamilton, and I went to the concert in Wellington. I was pretty excited to have the opportunity to go and see Ricky Skaggs. I'd seen him in 1990 when I visited the USA and saw a festival at Norfolk, Virginia. And that was very exciting going there. He had done an excellent show there. When he came to New Zealand, he split his show into two, and he had one half of it was sort of as his bluegrass-ish country band, but the second half he did as a pretty much a bluegrass set, and I understand that wasn't the norm at all. And he was sort of trying out the bluegrass set, because after he went back from here, he was playing pretty much bluegrass most of the time in his concerts in the USA, as I understand it. But it was a real treat to see him play. He had Sean Lane playing mandolin and singing harmony, and I can't remember the names of all the other musicians. It's in the days before my computer records, I'm sorry, so I can't go back and look it up. But I've selected a tune that we might have heard at the concert from his Ricky Skaggs in Kentucky Thunder live at the Charleston Music Hall album, and it's a tune called Why Did You Wander? And this is the sort of thing we listened to back in 1995 in the Founders Theatre in Hamilton.
Oh, why did you ever roam? When you know that we always happy all alone in our old mountain home.
Yeah, Jim.
It was down in the old Cumberland Mountains, down in the hills of Tennessee, that she waited alone in the moonlight. It was there that she waited for me. Oh, why did you wonder? Oh, why did you ever roam? When you know that we always happy all alone in her old mountain home. Oh, why did you leave me, little darling? Why did you leave me alone? Before you know I'd be lonely here without you, all alone in her old mountain home. Oh, why did you wonder? Oh, why did you ever roam? When you know that we always happy, all alone in her old mountain home. As we were in her old mountain home. Oh, why did you wonder? Oh, why did you ever go? When you know that we always happy all alone in her old mountain home. Jimmy now.
Well, thank you, Ricky Skaggs. 2018 was a good year for bluegrass in New Zealand. We had visits from the Sonoran Dogs, and we also had a visit from the French musician Jean-Luc Leroux, who now lives in New Caledonia, and he decided to come and visit New Zealand, made contact with me, and we became good friends, and he's since been to New Zealand a couple of times and played music over here. I'm going to play a song from his Caledonian Traveller album. His music is a unique mix of bluegrass mandolin, at which he is very adept, and his beautiful European voice with a lovely soft accent. great interpretation of bluegrass songs and songs he's written himself. And the song I'm going to play is one called Jolie Mom, which is just a term of endearment, really. And it's an old French song from the 1960s. And he's doing a great bluegrass treatment of it. See what you think.
T'es toute nue sous ton pull, y'a la rue qui m'avoue, jolie môme. T'as ton cœur à ton cou et le bonheur par en dessous, jolie môme. T'as le rimel qui fout quand c'est le dégel des amants, jolie môme. La prairie ça sent bon, fais-en don aux amis, jolie môme. T'es qu'une fleur du printemps qui se fout de l'heure et du temps. T'es qu'une rose éclatée que l'on pose à côté, jolie môme. T'es qu'un brin de soleil dans le chagrin du réveil. T'es qu'un vent qu'on éteint comme un lampe au matin, jolie môme. Tes baisers sont pointus comme un accent aigu, jolie môme. Tes dessins sont du jour à la coque à l'amour, jolie môme. Tes barrières de foufou, faut se la faire mais c'est fou, jolie môme. Ta violette c'est le violon qu'on violente et c'est bon, jolie môme. T'es qu'une fleur de passe-temps qui se fout de l'heure et du temps. T'es qu'une étoile d'amour qu'on étoile au beau jour, jolie môme. T'es qu'un point sur les i, le chagrin de la vie. T'es qu'un écho de la vie qu'on arrose, qu'on oublie, jolie môme. Qu'une paire de mirettes au poker des conquêtes, jolie môme. T'as qu'un rime au bonheur, faut que ça rime, faut que ça pleure, jolie môme. T'as qu'une source au milieu qui éclabousse du bon Dieu, jolie môme. T'as qu'un porte en voile blanc que l'on pousse en chantant, jolie môme. T'es qu'une pauvre petite fleur, non guimauve et qui meurt. T'es qu'une femme à repasser quand son âme est froissée, jolie môme. T'es qu'une feuille de l'automne, qu'on effeuille en automne.
Well, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, signing off. This has been a program about people who visited New Zealand and played their bluegrass music. And so far, I haven't done many of the Australians who've been over here. We've had lots of them as part of the entourage to visit New Zealand for our Kiwigrass Festival. But we'll leave Jean-Luc Leroux to take it out as a Frenchman. It's wonderful having him here. Thank you for all you visitors. We appreciate your music.